Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, 4ZZZers. This is Trista and Mac with your 9 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, the Queensland opposition has accused the government of covering up information about an explosion at Clyde Power Station on April 4. Treasurer and Energy Minister David Janetsky failed to mention the incident in a major address a week ago, despite being briefed about the incident the day it happened. The government finally released documents from the station's operator, CS Energy, about the timeline of events about the explosion. There were two draft media releases about the explosion, the day it happened and the day after, neither of which was published. Notes to the government described an uncontrolled release of gas and common practice. In more local news, the mayor of Livingston Shire Council has decided against installing electric vehicle charging stations in his region after watching a media report on the EV industry. Mayor Adam Bellot's original initiative to install EV chargers has been in the works for a decade as a plan to boost tourism, but walked the decision back, saying he would back human rights over the impact to the region's tourism. He said council must consider if the EV push may be more about ideology and industry profit than practical benefits for everyday Australians. In national news, plane tickets for flights out of the biggest city in South Australia will rise by $90 if the council is unable to pay for installing security screening. Mount Gambier Airport in the state's southeast is currently free from security screening, but as it nears their passenger number thresholds, they might need to do mandatory screening. The District Council of Grant, which operates the airport, said they may not have funds for the equipment. Security screening will cost $1.5 million upfront and $300 each year. Council Chief Daryl Wicker said increasing flight costs to Adelaide and Melbourne by $90 would increase, making the airport unsustainable and ticket prices unaffordable. If successful in the federal election, a South Australian Senate candidate wants to introduce a bill to share the cost of security screening between all passengers in Australia.
Also in national news, some South Australian farms that are still experiencing drought conditions are still waiting in limbo for payments as part of the state government's relief packages being made available months ago. Some farmers applied for the grants in January and have not heard any word back in the time since. The delayed payments have caused many needed repairs and projects to be indefinitely halted until payments clear, leaving many producers and graziers in the lurch. And in international news, US President Donald Trump has called for Harvard University to lose its tax-exempt status just hours after announcing he would freeze $2 billion in federal funds to the college. The White House demanded the university to adjust its hiring policies, admissions, and teaching practices that it says will help fight anti-Semitism on campus. Uni administration rejected the demand, saying the government was trying to control the community. For your weather today, Brisbane perhaps is just a little cloudy. It's currently about 21 degrees with an expected maximum of a brisk 27. There is very little fire danger and the UV index is predicted to reach 7, which is in the high band. That's all your news for 9. We'll be back at 10 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.
At 4ZZZ, we acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which we broadcast.